Bill Zortman, and we're on location at Tallgrass at show number 705. 705 in our original It's Your Business series. On the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, we talk about addiction and recovery. Summer sober this weekend, Joan. What should people look to and who should come?
You should look to coming. Anybody should come. It's welcome and open to anybody. Celebration of Recovery, we're having a little fundraising event to try to get more people help that they need. Because like Dennis was talking in the first hour, financial seems to be a problem for most people trying to get into the doors of recovery when it comes to getting into some sort of treatment. So everybody is welcome. We are going to have lots of people here, great food, great fellowship, speakers, all kinds of activities throughout the day. So if you need more information about Summer Sober, you can go to the website at tallgrassrecovery.org.
1 out of 10 addicted need recovery. If you're in that or know someone that does, tomorrow's a good day to be here. You can run, you can eat, you can look at art, you can do anything that fits, even have a s'mores to close out the day. So it's going to be a big day. Now, we're going to have you stay around because we have a guest, and you've been talking about Jody Perrett, clinic manager at Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota in Spencer, Iowa. Nice to have you with us on a day off.
Thank you so much. It is a beautiful day to have off. They made you come in here on your day off. Do you had to come to work with us? That's awesome.
No, that's great.
Thank you. Great place to be.
It's funny. With guests on the show, we always put together notes. Cosmetic surgery, not just for women, but for men. But we've got two women that are saying here, we need to talk to Jody about plastic surgery. So if you don't mind if we improvise here a little
bit. Certainly.
Let's do that.
Well, we heard that the Plastic Surgery Associates was coming. We were all, there was three of us at the time. And we were like, oh, we have to talk to her. Maybe she'll just look at us and go, oh, you can just come in. We just need to have a little bit done here and a little bit done there. I'm sure that's not how it works. But, you know, we were hopeful. So we were pretty excited.
You know, working there for so many years, you can look at people and go, you know, this would certainly help, but obviously I'm not a physician. You can see where things will help patients non-invasively versus invasively. There are things that they can get by with just fillers in the face, Botox in the face, where our nurse injectors can just do that, or you can come in and see the surgeon to have more invasive actual surgery procedures done, or you can start with just a skincare line. So there's many different options that can work for you to work into what you're trying to achieve.
That's kind of exciting to me, Bill, just
good.
So you know.
I'm glad that we
now I know
have
Jody
this time
there.
Together.
That's right.
So now I know Jody. So when I get ready to make that next step, you know, as I've just cracked into my 40s, as I move a little further along in the 40s and want to take a little more preventative action, I know Jody, so I have a connection.
You know, you're only as old as you feel.
Oh, then I'm like 19, honey.
Well, I would tell you, too, that skincare is one of those things that we talk about. And you guys have provided me a little skincare.
Are you using it?
Twice I have used it. She's looking at me like...
Wow, that was a tone, too. Are you using it?
She got right to being the guest to being the administrator saying, we don't want to have to see you again for that. Take care of it. But it is that time of year where people do need to take care of themselves. There is a skin product or two that they can use. Plastic surgery is a good place. Doesn't hurt to invest in a hat.
That's right. Cover up those ears. When you're out golfing, gardening, anything outside, now that it's quit raining for just a few days, the sun's finally shining, we're all enjoying being outside, you need to use your SPF. Very important. And remember to put it on your ears as well as your face. Every day, even if the sun isn't out, you're still getting the rays. You need to cover up every day.
Yes, ma'am, I will do better.
Thank you, Bill.
We're talking with Jody Perrett, clinic manager at Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota and Spencer, Iowa.
Yes, we are.
Good to have you here with us today. You do have a new physician coming in, and that's only about 5-6 weeks away.
August 1st, Dr. Jill Murphy. She will be joining us from Kansas City.
Well, it'll be nice to get her in South Dakota.
Yes,
you know.
It will.
But you also...
That's right. We're not that far out. We work our patients in, make phone calls. Receptionists can work you in with a physician of your choice. We see patients Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 each day. If you'd let us know what physician you wish to see, very easy to get in. Takes about 3 weeks to get in for a consultation. Once we see you during that consultation, it takes about 3 weeks to get in for surgery, depending upon if it's an insurance-covered case or if it's a self-elective case. If it's insurance-covered, we do need to wait to hear back from insurance with the authorization. So there is a time delay there based on your actual insurance company.
Botox and fillers can be done by the trained nursing staff.
Yes, our nursing staff is all trained to do the nursing injections, fillers, Botox. They can also do some skin care. They can do some treatment on the face with a skin pen. You do not need to see a physician for that, so you can save yourself a $50 consultation fee by coming in with the nurses, which are actually easy to get in with. So they can take care of you. They can also go through the skincare line with you.
We talk about the difference between Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota, Spencer, Iowa, versus those in other parts of the country that don't really have the values we have in the Midwest.
That's right. Our doctors will do the same procedures, but they will make you look natural. We don't make you look plastic, as in plastic surgery. Midwest is very conservative, but we all like to have the vain feeling of feeling good about ourselves. So that's what we are here for, is the natural appearance of plastic surgery.
Most asked question you're getting right now.
How long until I can get this done? I want to wear my swimming suit. That's what the question is right now.
3 to 4 weeks, a pretty good answer.
About 3 to 4 weeks for the consultation, and then about a 3 week period. So right now we're about 6 weeks out for the actual surgery.
You have a website, you have contact information, you have locations throughout this region. How do people reach you to start the process?
Give us a call. We have offices in Sioux Falls and in Dakota Dunes that are staffed every day. You can call our toll-free number at 888-232-9720 in Dakota Dunes, or 1-800-666-3349 in Sioux Falls. We see patients in Watertown, Sioux Falls, Spencer, Iowa, Yankton, and Dakota Dunes.
She was amazing with those numbers. She's looking at me like, would you help me a little bit here, Bill? Jody Perrett, the clinic manager at Plastic Surgery Associates of Spencer, Iowa, and South Dakota, we appreciate you making the travel on a day off to Tallgrass. This is an important concept here, too. They do things a little different than other parts of the country. They help just like Plastic Surgery Associates do.
Absolutely. It's a good philosophy.
Jody, thanks for joining us on It's Your Business.
Thank you. Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law Office, is part of our It's Your Business Friday scene. And he's talking to us today when he's got the bar in town. The lawyers are in town. Are you ready to do this?
I'll do my best. You know that they'll be out there listening and wondering what in the world I'm doing. But
well, we know how well you do it.
Okay.
And it's very simple that Tom has become a legal voice in this community, and he isn't afraid to take on topics that are in the news. We're just going to kind of go down a list of things today. We'll start with perjury and notaries, Dr. Bosworth and Clayton Walker.
I thought this was an interesting issue, and I think the reason for the importance from a lawyer's perspective is perhaps the basis of the way we present evidence and testimony. It's all sworn testimony and sworn evidence, and that's kind of the foundation of the judicial system. But I don't know if, I think some people are not quite understanding what the problem is here. The problem is that you sign statements and you say you're in the presence of people and that things are done one way or another, and they weren't, and apparently, and that's what we call perjury, and perhaps forgery if you have not in fact seen the signatures you saw. These are serious crimes. They're felonies and require as much as 2 years in imprisonment and $4,000. Clayton Walker, the other guy in this deal, is alleged to have not to have obtained one half of the 3,300 signatures that weren't really signatures. So these are serious deals. There's an interesting thing that you can obtain at the clerk's office, although that's in Pier, but you can also get it online, and that's an affidavit of a DCI agent by the name of Brian Gortmaker. Don't know who he is, but it goes through all of the allegations, and essentially it is that in Dr. Bosworth's case, She wasn't in the country when she assured that the petition was signed in her presence. And it'll be interesting to see how this goes. There's a saying in the law that any case can be won or lost, but liars never win.
Tax evaders. Guy by the name of Jerry Adrian.
Jerry was a part of the sovereign citizen movement, and I have some experiences with him because back in the 80s and the 90s when the sovereign citizen movement went forward, became active, there were several farmers in the area that became members of that movement that started to believe in it. I don't know if you remember the Willie Nelson concerts that they had back during the farm crisis, and there was a real thought, unlike today, that small farmers were just not going to last. A guy by the name of Byron Dale in Minneapolis was trying to save his farm up in Timber Lake, if I recall correctly. He kind of started the movement, I guess, and came up with several legal theories. None of these folks are legally trained. But the odd thing about it is, guys and gals, when you get to know them, they're oftentimes very, very nice people. Jerry Adrian was a champion for foster children. I remember talking to him one day, it was 20 years ago, I suppose, about a child he had in foster care who had been found dead in a shelter belt up north. And it was clear that he did wonderful, great things. They get into this sovereign citizen movement, and it's just like a religion to them. It's just an amazing thing. I guess sometimes it seems like it's kind of their way out of a deep situation that they might be in. Back in those times, I can remember also going to some farm sales where, honestly, some of them were pretty dangerous, and we had some real concerns. I can remember looking for farm machinery in cornfields with the U.S. Marshal with respect to one of these guys, and so I don't know how good people get so tied up in these things, but they do.
You know, there's an old saying, lock 'em up reduces crime, but that's really not something that you're going to subscribe to, is it?
No, it's not.
Why?
Back in 1990, 1991, I was on the parole board, and back then it was an independent agency. It was not really under the Department of Corrections. Back then we had three members. We worked pretty hard, I thought, for supervised parole for people getting out of prison. We have gone through another 20, 25 years now of lock 'em up, and in the process, South Dakota's crime rate, over the last 5 years, South Dakota's crime rate has gone up faster than any other state in the nation, And at the same time, we were locking up more people per capita than most states in the nation, if not any. We had recently, in that same 5 years, the largest crime rate drops were in Hawaii and Nevada. Both of them decreased their rate of incarceration when they also decreased the rate of crime. I think we're finally, with this new package that the governor has brought out, we're finally trying to do something different. We've got some drug and alcohol courts going. They're trying to reduce the number of probationers per officer. One of the things, last Sunday night I was driving down Minnesota Avenue and I watched the lineup of people doing blood tests, or breathalyzers, I should say. And it was impressive. There were a lot of people there, but you knew one thing. Almost all of those people were sober, and they hadn't been at some other point.
You make a point that kind of surprised me here, that there's a period of time when we incarcerated three times as many people as North Dakota, but had a higher crime rate?
That's true, yeah. Yeah, the population's next door to one another, about the same population, the same type of population, maybe with one exception that I think we have a few more Native Americans, and Native Americans tend to get incarcerated more than do others. Native Americans tend to be poorer than most white people, and I think that has more to do with it, frankly, than a racial thing.
Target, We have kind of circled that. You and I have talked, I guess, since maybe November or December about Target. They're back in the news.
Well, kind of, yeah. I was at the bar convention on Thursday, and the district director for Social Security was there, and she was praising the website that Social Security has, establishing the My Social Security site, which I'd recommend to all of your listeners. It's a great, great service. And she then wandered into the issue of identity theft and the fact that if something like Target happened, you could get some ideas on how to protect your identity just in case you ever became a Target victim. So once again, Target came along.
It's been unfortunate. There are a lot of good people at Target that have been affected by this, a lot of people that believed in Target that were affected by it. And just the fact that you got Target out there, you've now got people saying, we could have another Target at any time.
And Target is the one who, I guess, opened our eyes to some of the vulnerabilities we have out there. But I think that there's some dangers in many, many other stores, many other lines of credit that you might have. Target certainly, obviously, since that story first broke, there have been some revelations that they did some things very, very wrong. But I would guess that they're not the only ones, and that we all probably better be watching our identity online.
We're talking with Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, SiouxFallsLaw.com. We've basically talked about things that are not in your trade practice, but there are some things that are, and people that have listened to you today with your honesty probably need to hear what you could do for them.
You bet. Well, we are mostly doing Social Security disability, workman's compensation, personal injury, and then we do review nursing home abuse cases, and we will occasionally review some other negligence cases in the more odd corners of the world. Social Security, we run those cases constantly. We have three paralegals working on them all the time, and do monitor when we do intakes and such, but we'll talk to you 5 days a week. I'm not big on Saturdays and Sundays, but I do Monday through Friday, and try to give you some advice. Likewise, the other areas, just call us up, and we'll try to give you some information, decide if there's something we can do.
This might surprise you, but not all of us are lawyers. But we do have a lot of the bar in town, and when they come in and they do their discussions, what kind of feel are you getting as to what's important, what kind of cases, what the public is perceiving? I know when journalists meet, when real estate people meet, they're always concerned about their image, where they rank in that kind of an image. Lawyers haven't always done real well in some of those polls. It's probably the way they word the question. But what kind of discussions do take place with the bar?
Well, the Bar Association, their bar convention lasts 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Generally speaking, on Wednesday and Thursday in the morning, there's continuing legal education classes, and then on Fridays is the business meeting. Typically, in all of the continuing legal education meetings, there's an element on ethics. It's almost inevitable that some time will be spent discussing bad lawyer jokes, or at least the things that cause bad lawyer jokes or good lawyer jokes to become good jokes. And so I'm proud of the Bar Association because they do spend a lot of time on the ethics issues and on the problems that we may have in the way people view us. That said, I think it's a great profession. I think it's filled with a lot of really great people. And I think that the jokes oftentimes are because we take a role sometimes with people who are not very popular, with people who have done some really bad things, and we're then associated with them. But it's kind of the nature of the system. If everybody's going to get a chance to have their side heard, whether it's sovereign citizens, who, by the way, I've represented as well as prosecuted, whether it's them or whether it's people who have a criminal issue, somebody needs to be on their side because that's the way the system works. It's an adversarial system.
Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, SiouxFallsLaw.com. We'll continue talking about lawyers, what you do next week when you join us on It's Your Business.
We'll see you then, Bill.
And we're back out at the Summer Sober Preview at Tallgrass. And Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law, was talking about the Bar Association in town.
Elizabeth Venrick has joined us from Pace It Together, along with Amy
Gretkin.
Gretkin? I'd have never got that right. So if I mess up,
the O is silent. The O is silent.
Now, Face It Together actually had some lawyers around in the last day. Tell us about that.
Face It Together National hosted the South Dakota Women in Bar Association Hospitality Room last night downtown. And it was the first of its kind that it didn't serve alcohol. So I'm not a lawyer, and I haven't been to the bar association parties before, but I got to help plan it, and I left early, so I don't know how it ended up, but people were showing up, so it was good exposure for Face It Together and Face It Together Sioux Falls, and then a nice gathering place for the lawyers. So
yoga. You're in charge of the yoga. Namaste. Tomorrow at 11, plus you got some in the park events scheduled.
Correct. Yep. We are getting yoga going for survivors of addiction and anyone and everyone. It's tomorrow we'll be out here at Tallgrass, and then every Monday night at Spellerberg Park, 6 to 7 p.m. That is if it doesn't flood and rain like it has the last two Mondays. But yeah, it's a wonderful event. It's free, donations accepted. But yoga is a wonderful tool for survivors of addiction and, everyone else. It's a great exercise and that connection between mind, body, and spirit. And especially being outside in the summer, there's nothing better. So
nice to put Elizabeth and Amy side by side. One works the Face It Together side, and Amy works out here at Tallgrass. Who should come tomorrow?
Anybody that's been affected by addiction, either themselves or their family members, or people just looking to have fun. There's going to be a lot of activities, and it's probably not going to rain.
Yay.
So many of the people that we've had on the show with Face It Together with Tallgrass in the last year or two, recovering from addiction, you're in that same arena.
Yep. I came here to Tallgrass, be 5 years next month, and I had really gotten isolated and with my alcoholism, and I was here about 2 weeks, and my husband said, "It's so nice to have you back," and I think that has stuck with me. And then the support of Tallgrass, Tallgrass is just here for everybody. For those of us that have gone through the program here at Tallgrass, it's still a nice place to come for support and tomorrow to come and have fun.
Online, tallgrassrecovery.org. If you have questions, you can call 368-5559. They'd like to have you here. There's a 5K in the morning. Yoga with Elizabeth that will be here. I don't know if we have any lawyers that will show up tomorrow or not, but you'd welcome them.
Everyone's welcome, yeah.
Joan is telling us that we will have lawyers.
We will have a lawyer for sure coming. His name is Steve, and he'll be here to see everybody. So he's coming all the way from Oregon.
But, as we talk about it, addiction affects people across the board with the different ways of life.
Yeah. Well, 23 million Americans and 1 in 4 and then, 1 in 10, I'm sorry. But then touch and recognize it and talk about it.
We'd like you two ladies to stay around. We've got to talk to some other people. We do this on our business show on Friday.
Figure out what that donkey's all about.
We're going to find out what the donkey's about from Dr. Tim Lee Burton. And
Fortunately, I don't know the yoga move that's called the donkey.
Is there one?
Not that I know of, but I could make one up.
There you go. Do it for that. But we need to take a break. We have news on the half hour, Fox Business News. And we'll be back checking some of the numbers, all a part of our trip this morning to Tallgrass.
For years, Hartford, South Dakota has proclaimed with punch, we're on the edge of everything. Its citizens, community pride has put us in that position today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Nelson, owner of Hartford Salon Capella. Our business of the month is Tamman Auto and Tire, owned by Lene Redinius. Lene serves as 2014 president of the Hartford Area Chamber of Commerce. Volunteer of the month is Terry Hagen, who raised the money and provided most of the work for Hartford's new amphitheater. This town is
Hartford has everything you need, a grocery store, professional services, Great Life Golf, and now a WOW Entertainment and Fireside. And Hartford has added Sideline Diesel and Repair and Carl V. Carlson's Pamcast. Jamboree Days, June 19th to the 21st. Click HartfordAreaChamber.com or call our development director for detailing.
Go ahead, Bill. It's that time again.
Hartford, South Dakota, on the edge of everything. It's not in some far-off land. It's right here in Easy Living, East Sioux Falls. The builder, Brad, and his wife, Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project, all part of the Canterbury Village difference.
I think there are lots of reasons why Canterbury Village is different. The atmosphere that we're trying to promote there, our tagline is, where living at home is like being on vacation. And we try to do that in a number of different ways. Maintenance-free environment, whether it's the fact that they have crazy work schedules or just crazy life schedules, they just plain don't have time or don't want to have to worry about doing things like taking care of the outside of their house and shoveling and doing all of that. My husband, Brad, and I, being the builders, we are there 24-7. We have a vested interest in it.
And I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams Realty. If you'd like to set up your own private tour, you can give us a call at 275-0555 or youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like...
We're back out at Tall Grass. We got a busy half hour. Trust me, you're not going to want to go away. We're going to talk about a donkey. We're going to talk about the new Little Miss Hartford. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Summer Sober. But we need to bring in Craig Marquardt at Vanna Mortgage, who has the loan snapshot of the day. Craig, good morning.
Bill, are you going to be talking about rabbits hopping around by chance? That's what rates are going to be doing. I'm maybe referencing we'll where the market's been going, up and down, up and down.
So the photo this morning is going to show the teeter-totter?
The teeter-totter, yes. Right now we're on the low side of the teeter-totter, which is good for interest rates, but the market is pretty volatile over the past couple of days. And over the next week, if there's a little bit of a break going upwards, rates are expected to jump up quite significantly if that does end up being the case. So rates right now on the conventional Fannie Mae 30-year fixed market is at 4.250% with 4.443 as the APR.
18.7, what's that mean?
That means that we always have an on-call mortgage banker that can answer anybody's questions even after hours. And this week, the on-call mortgage banker is Jordan Olson. So if somebody were to call at 275-2777, then they can dial the prompt of 1, and they can reach our on-call mortgage banker at any time.
Contact information for Advanta Mortgage.
It is 275-2777, or they can go online and visit us at www.advantamortgage.com, where they can check us out, apply online, or even see how the interest rates are doing.
Senior Loan Officer Craig Marquardt at Advanta Mortgage. Mortgage bankers you can count on. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bill.
Scott Verilek, Coima Kamig, is over in Sioux Center. It's been a wet western Iowa. How are things over there today, Scott?
You know, everything's okay. Forecast is looking okay. Water is going down, I guess, levels. Rock Valley got affected pretty good, and Haywarden and Akron. Along that river, everything kind of got out of the banks, and, yeah, it got pretty soaked up, but just cleanup time now.
To have the commodity report at 11:30 on Kettle 1320 107.9. But one of your bullet points this morning says the USDA acreage report is due out just a week from now.
Yeah, there's been a lot of questions about it and what it's going to do to affect the market. But I think everybody's trying to figure out, try to get a better feel on what the bean acres is versus the corn acres, so there could be a little bit of play there. But looking ahead into it, what I'm trying to tell guys is, okay, we've got the corn, looks like it's formed a little bit of a low here down around 435 again, and it's bounced back up to about 450. We've got a broken downtrend line, so we're getting a little bit of a rally. We know that this crop's in good shape, so this is definitely a rally we're going to want to look at for some protection there. And as I look at the bean market, it's kind of been holding above 12 and bouncing up to 1221. I think there's going to be some pretty good resistance at 1240. So I think there's more downside risk in the beans than there is the corn. So I'm more apt to look for some protection there as well. But it might be a time to look for some protection, I guess, is where I'm trying to go with that.
Scott Verlich, Coima Kamig, over in Sioux Center, Iowa. Monday on our Ag Show 10 to 11, we're going to talk about what the rain has done to the farmers and their crops. Are you game to kind of visit with us on that?
Hey, that sounds great.
Contact information for you.
You can give us a call. 1-800 number is the best. 1-800-358-3047.
Scott Verlich, Coima Kamig, you have a great weekend.
Yep, thanks, Bill.
All right, we're back out at what's going to host the summer sober tomorrow, Tallgrass. The grass, well, it's not as tall as it could have been out here, but, you know, Tallgrass is a way of life. But the grass is always greener is kind of what I'm going to do with my good friend, Dr. Tim Lee Burton, who's sitting here with a bright red shirt. And he's got with him this morning Mike Rogers. And we've had a lot of ladies on this show this morning, guys, I have to tell you. And they looked at this donkey and said, what's that got to do with a show? So share, Tim.
Well, Mike and I have been friends forever, and we get together a couple times a year. He's from L.A., so we'll get together in L.A., and I live here in Sioux Falls. He'll come to Sioux Falls, and we'll play golf, usually 27 to 36 holes a day for 3 days, and we determine who the winner is, and it's a traveling trophy.
So you're a part of our Yahoo Fantasy, the Business of Golf League, that we are highly competitive in. Wouldn't you say we're highly competitive?
You are too competitive.
Well, I don't win, but that's the problem. But Mike actually smoked us a couple of weeks ago, and then you won the next week. And we thought maybe we should get some idea as to why you know more in California with a Chicago background than all these people like Dave Austin that has 10 stores in the Midwest.
Well, there's no secret potion. There's no magic idea that I had in order to pull that off a few weeks ago. Quite frankly, he had to remind me on several occasions, hey, get your picks in. And so when he reminded me of that, I just jumped on there, looked around, and I just used, I won't say guessing, but I just felt that the guys that I chose that particular week were guys that were playing well, guys that had, you know, recent top 10 finishes, guys that were in the news. I knew Phil would do well that particular week because there were some issues he was having off the court, and I knew that he really wanted to focus. I knew Rory would do well. I think that was a week I had those guys on my team. So it was just a matter of who's playing well at the time and just gut feeling. That's really all it was.
Dr. Tim, one of the things that you pride yourself in is getting people in and out in 24 hours, and your staff is good at doing that, particularly when you're reminding guys in California that they should get their picks in.
Right. My staff is outstanding. We can see people many times the same day, but certainly within 24 hours. I think people who have chronic pain live with it too long. You can be burning a bridge with certain issues if you leave them. You can call Specialty Orthopedics at 275-5560. My staff is great. You'll get Danielle or Amy on the phone and Ben and find out what's going on with you and come up with some answers.
You always talk about Tiger Woods. You've been at the head of the class on that. Will he play in the British Open?
I'm pretty confident he will. And I think that he might even play the week before or 2 weeks before at his charity event.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Dr. Tim Lee Burton with that traveling donkey trophy. Who has it right now?
I have it right now, and it's going to stay here.
Is it in your office? Are you keeping it in your office?
I keep it at home.
Well, I think you ought to keep it in the office so you have a talking point.
I'll consider that.
Mike, we appreciate you coming here. telling them all about the great life, what we're doing out here in South Dakota. We know that's important to you. And the fact that we're getting more and more people that are playing golf that are joining that, which make it very special.
Yeah, last year, just to mention, last year out at Baker Crossing, which I'm a member of and I love Baker Crossing, there were only, I think, 12 women in the women's league. And this year, the first week, I believe they had 90 women playing in the women's league. So it's growing big time.
How do they reach you?
275-5560 or Google Specialty Orthopedics or Dr. Tim Lee Burton.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Mike, we appreciate you visiting with us today.
Thanks for
having
me. We've
got to get back onto the business of the Summer Sober. And also, we're going to introduce to you a lady that I crowned last night as Little Miss Hartford. She's in the studio with my old play-by-play radio partner, Scott Nelson. We're going to do a remote broadcast. Scott's going to get to talk with Kaya Gabbert and with Leah Johnson. We'll be back and have more as we talk on It's Your Business on this Friday.
One of the It's Your Business experts that's well known in the Sioux Falls area is Dakota Radon Mitigation's Mike Austed. Mike is from the Austed family, yes, a part of the A-Team. In addition to doing the radon work in the metro area, recent road trips took him to Artesian, Brookings, Yankton, Milbank, and Viber. His A-Team professionally certified mobile radon mitigation unit reaches all over our listening area.
In eastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, radon gas is a major factor in the homes of our lives. Check the official South Dakota website, sd.gov, and go to the health department to get a radon test kit. A 2011 South Dakota report showed that the average home in South Dakota that does test high for radon is over twice the recommended level. If you need help with a test, whether it be for a house sale, closing, or just concerned about the safety of your family, call Mike Austed, the A-Team, at 201-4704. If you need radon mitigation, I'm right here.
In today's marketplace, investing for your future requires an understanding of where you are, where you want your money to take you, and managing the risks along the way. I'm Mary Howard with the Howard Group at Baird. Here in Sioux Falls, we've successfully guided investors and their families for 20 years by keeping their interests first, always. Together, we can help secure your financial future. Call us at 605-275-2310 or visit our website at www.howardgroupofbaird.com.
Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Meet the Press, Sunday mornings at 11. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. It is a busy, busy Friday. And last night I had a chance out at Hartford, South Dakota, on the edge of everything, to MC, I think for the third or fourth year, the Little Miss Hartford pageant. And it was about 14 hours ago that Kaya Gabbert was crowned the Little Miss. We'll get to ride in the parade. She'll get to give out trophies. And my old color commentator when we were doing West Central football is Scott Nelson. Scott is the marketing chief for Hartford. And we've got about 5 minutes here, if we can, Scott, that we'd like to talk with Leah about the activities this weekend and to introduce our audience to Kaya Gabbert. Take it away, color commentator.
Very good, Bill Zortman. And I tell you what, hey, real quick, like, well, I got 5 minutes here. I want to tell your persons that you do have your ears covered with that, but your hat is extremely ugly, so we need to get you another hat. So I'll just leave it at that. Thanks a lot, Bill. Hope things are going well, and here we are here with Kaya Gabbert, as Bill alluded to, and she is our Little Miss Hartford 2014. Kaya, welcome to the show, and Leah Johnson, we're going to talk about all the other things going on with Jamboree Days starting, well, today, actually last night. Yep. And let's talk about last night, Kaya. First off, were you nervous going in to this this big event?
I was kind of, but I was kind of excited, too.
Okay. And as far as being the show itself, the event, the pageant, what was your favorite part?
Doing the questions.
What kind of questions were you asked?
Who is your favorite teacher?
Okay, and your answer was?
Ms. Johnson in second grade last year.
Of course. Well done. Okay, so now that's a little bit of the past. Let's talk about the future. You're busy tonight. You're busy tomorrow.
Yep.
Tell us a little more about that.
This evening, I'm going to hand out trophies. So that's going to be fun. And tomorrow, I'm going to be in a parade, so that'd be fun, too.
Very good. Well, you look for me, because we're going to talk to you more during the in the park and so on with all the festivities and so on. Car show, you mentioned that. That's tonight. Let's go to Leah Johnson real quick. Like, one of the things that's really expanded in Hartford is the car show. Well, Leah, tell us more.
Yeah, the car show has actually been there quite a few years, but we've just grown over and over as far as in numbers. And registration is going to start around 5:30. And it goes from 6 to 9. It's a family event. We have entertainment for the kids with youth karaoke downtown as well. And the adults then can walk around, enjoy the vehicles. And it's all in a safe area. So it's a little bit of everything for the whole family.
And it sounds like Mother Nature is going to cooperate.
Yes.
Before I left the office, looks like last year we had a little hiccup there for about an hour. But we're ready for that. Let's talk now about tomorrow. Tons of things going on. I'll let you just run them to the list and you tell us more.
All right. We've got a jam-packed day. You can start in the morning if you want to come out for a run walk. JDRF is going to do a 5K run walk. Registration starts at 7 a.m. with the walk starting at 8. That'll be in the Hartford Elementary parking lot. We'll have 40-plus vendors in the park. And we also have plenty of food vendors, so whatever you want to eat, you can. The kids can have their own kiddie parade. The lineup starts at 10 a.m., and it's a shortened or condensed version of our main parade. We go straight into the main parade, which our theme this year is Childhood Memories. That's at 10:30. And then we have also a few new things this year. We have our fire department doing the water wars. And then we also have a vintage tractor pull that we've added to the lineup as well.
Real quick, like, I'm going to interject on that. Vintage tractor pull, what is the definition of vintage?
The only thing I know for sure is that they have to be old.
Okay, very good. All right, well, I'm looking forward to that. Go ahead.
And then the Dakota Kids Pedal Pull, where Little Miss Hartford gets to hand out more trophies. And then we have a new item as well for the kids called Hidden Mania. And it's just basically a pile of stuff that kids can find a chip in and get a present or a prize. We have free inflatables, stage entertainment. Well, we also have a hot dog eating contest, so if you get hungry.
Let's talk about the hot dog eating contest. We have a two-time defending champion. I challenge all of you out there who are listening right now to step in. And you know what, Kaya? I think that you might be a good candidate for a hot dog eating contest, don't you think?
No.
Do you like hot dogs?
Yes.
How many hot dogs can you eat at one time?
Probably one.
Okay, very good. Hey, real quick, like, now, you've been to Jamboree Days, obviously, before.
Yes.
And, you know, all the things that are going on, what's the favorite thing that you you look forward to every year?
I like the Sheltered Reality.
Sheltered Reality? Well, what exactly is Sheltered Reality?
They drum a lot, and I like to dance to it a lot.
You dance, okay? That's some of the things that you also do. And I know that Mom Jill, who's in the studio with us right now, and Matt, there we got the plug in for Mom and Dad, say that you're a big dancer, so I appreciate that. Okay, we stopped at the hot dog eating contest. Is there more?
There is. As well as if you're a Hartford or Humboldt resident, you can go to I-90 Speedway Saturday night, and you get in free. And there is a street dance to wrap up the whole event from 9 to 1 a.m. right on Main Street in Hartford with Shades as a band.
I better back you up there. You said I-90 speed to get in free if
you're a Hartford or Humboldt resident. I said that.
Did you say that?
I
want to make sure we got that. Lyle will be really mad at us if we did
Hartford
that.
Hartford and Humboldt residents get in free.
Very good. Well, there you go. Jamboree Days 2014 in a nutshell. Things going on. If not, feel free to go to livinghartford.com. A number of different sources to look us up on Facebook as far as all the activities taking place. We're starting now until late in the evening Saturday.
Early Sunday morning.
There's stuff on Sunday morning, too?
Early Sunday, 1 a.m.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. 1 a.m., yes. That's all we have for now. Rev, we're going to toss it back to you.
Go ahead, Bill.
All right, thank you, Scott. Leah and Kaya Gabbert, our new Little Miss Hartford. We know it's going to be a great weekend. Nelson and I are doing the parade, and we'll also be involved at the Chamber of Commerce booth, getting you signed up to be a part of activities.
in Hartford, South Dakota, on the edge of everything. All right, back we are at Summer Sober. We have a couple of minutes, and we're bringing back Miss Yoga, Elizabeth Venrick, and also our other guest, and I have Amy right there. I haven't forgotten the last name. I probably would butcher. So we'll just identify you as Amy at this point. All right, you've been taking calls. You've been watching people today, all the activities going on. It's going to happen. You guys have 2 minutes to tell people why they should come.
Well, it's a fundraiser. Also, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a 5K at 9 o'clock in the morning. There's going to be yoga. There's going to be three different mural paintings that you can come and paint. There's going to be really good food, some speakers, and then a bonfire at dusk. And it's all going for a good cause to help people that are affected by addiction, either by themselves or their family or friends.
Yoga.
Yoga, yes.
Why is that important?
Well, it's good for you, very good for you. It's fun, and for survivors of addiction, it's just another wellness component that, you know, helps them connect with their breathing, concentration. You know, finding a higher power for people in recovery is sometimes a high priority, and that for a lot of people, they can find that on their yoga mat.
Tomorrow, the Summer Sober, out here at Tallgrass Recovery, 27048 Tallgrass Avenue. The website is tallgrassrecovery.org. Come. It's going to be a great day. We appreciate you ladies being with us, Joe and everybody else. And we will talk to you on Monday. Rev, can you close it out with Todd and with John?
Absolutely, Bill. Thanks. Sounded good out there. Let's go over to Todd Neuberger now, Edward Jones, and get our update for the day. Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Morning, Rev.
How's it going over there, buddy?
Good. You're flying solo, huh?
Well, kinda. Yeah, I got Bill out of Tallgrass today, and I'm sitting at the studio here. So.
Very good. Morning, everyone. Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones bringing you the daily financial market report. U.S. stocks are extending their gains on optimism fueled by the Fed's comments earlier this week. In a news conference, Janet Yellen downplayed market noise surrounding rising inflation and interest rate hikes. Meanwhile, in corporate news, shares of Oracle and Darden Restaurants, Darden is your Red Lobster and Olive Garden, are slipping after both reported disappointing quarterly earnings. So far this morning in the S&P 500, the best performing sector is energy. The worst performing sector is technology. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 53 points at 16,974. The S&P 500 index is up 2 at 1,962, and the NASDAQ is up 4 points at 4,363. Volume on the New York Exchange is very high today. There's over 516 million shares traded. Advancers are outnumbering decliners by a 4-3 margin. In commodity markets, gold is off $5 at 1,315. Silver up 7 cents at $20.88, and crude oil prices are at $107 per barrel. In some stocks of local interest, Daktronics is still under $12 at $11.94. Citigroup is at $47.46. Raven is up 18 cents at $34.02. Summit Hotel Properties is trading at $10.40. And Meta Financial Bank is up 22 cents at $40.38. This is Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention, long-term financial advice in Sioux Falls, bringing you this Wall Street to Main Street report, Rev.
Thank you very much, Todd. Smooth as usual. I guess we'll talk to you again on Monday, okay?
Sounds good.
Thanks, Todd. Todd Neuberger from Edward Jones. And let's go over to 41st and Willow, a block east of Western, and check in with Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Hey, John, how are you doing?
Good, Rev. I was busy working on those favorite pizza of yours, the bacon cheeseburger, and we had a rookie. And he actually set the pickles upside down.
So oh.
I had to quickly turn the right side over.
I bet it still tasted just as good, though.
Yeah.
What's going on today? Valentino's got Fish Friday today, right, John?
Yes, it's Fish Friday Friday. And, you know, this is nothing that's pre-prepared that comes in and from the freezer to the fryer. It's actually, we get the flays and cut them up and then hand dip them just before they go to the fryer. So they're fresh, they're crispy, they're light, and very delicious.
Well, we've got the pizza, pasta, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, salads, soups, desserts, and you also do carryout, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of Lunch and Express carryouts that are going on. For example, you can get a spaghetti, a salad, and a pop for $5.
Wow, heck of a deal. John over at Valentino's, 41st and Willow, one block east of Western. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
Yep, you have a great weekend.
You too, John from Valentino's. Bill's wrapping it up out there at Tallgrass. Thanks for listening to It's Your Business on Kello AM 1320.